Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bowl down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Meek and Ace. Let's buck.
Well, good morning, good afternoon. Once again, rodeo and bull riding, PBR and Making Eight Maniac fans. Let me tell you, we have got a show for you today. Now, hopefully everybody is having themselves a great Tuesday. I know that, we're trying to get things worked out with this Blog Talk deal. Hopefully everybody will get the sound back over here pretty quick, and we want y'all to get it set up because you're not going to want to miss what's coming your way here in just a few minutes. I've been really excited about it, been holding out just a little bit and not quite getting the word out, but we do have a special guest that's going to be joining us today. If you guys have not seen Twitter or Facebook links this morning, you're missing out, and you're just going to have to stay tuned. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a great show. For a long time, we've sat back and heard a lot from our guest here today within the PBR and heard a lot about him getting interviews, talking with guys, getting the fans a lot of insight about the PBR, about what's going on with these riders, how they're doing, things like that. But we don't really get to know much about the guy that we're going to bring on here in just a little bit. So we have that opportunity today, and hopefully you guys will look forward to it. Make sure to get your questions out there and ready to ask him, as he'll be joining us here in just a little bit. But, I got to tell you, the weather is still just hotter than anything down here in the Sunshine State. I'm sitting here in my bathing suit. I don't think, or my swim shorts, I don't think I can hold out any longer. I think we're going to have to go jump in here today. The weather is just way too nice to miss out on it. So, yeah, I think we're going to be taking a dip here in just a little bit. I was thinking, maybe we'll just cut our show short today. But, I don't think so. I think we'd have a few angry fans if we did that. So we absolutely will not be doing that. We'll be running our show in its entirety, I assure you. Now, I got to get into it. We got to talk a lot about it. We had that mention yesterday about somebody mentioning wanting a picture posted up on a T-shirt for Making Eight of myself in the spandex. Now, I did tell you that I would do it, but we need 30 item sales before the end of April. We've got 6. So there's a long ways to go and a short time to get there. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to make 30 separate orders with different things. You can anything that you purchase will count. They break them down into individual sales, so you can purchase 4 or 5 different items, and all 4 or 5 of those are going to count. We just need individual item sales, 30 of them, by the end of the month. So going to give you guys something to look forward to. If you guys want that picture posted up on a shirt, I don't know why you'd want it, but if you want it, it's going to be there. And maybe we'll do it in a shirt and a poster type thing, so you guys can have like a poster type deal, and we'll get out there and sign them or try to cover up anything that, might be out there. I'm telling you, I don't know why it got brought out, but it's there. Denise has said here in our chat room that she did do her part by ordering 3 more items. Now, I have not seen the sales records as of yet showing that they are there. So that would bring us up to 9. Like I said, we do have to get 30. So if you guys can get a grip, make some sales, you'll have that out there. And I apologize to our male fans out here, guys like Marty and all. This may be something you might want to cover your eyes from, I can promise you. But if the fans want it, we'll give it to them. But in order to do it, like I said, we got to have you do your part. So anyways, yeah, that's the deal. Get over there to the Making Eight stores. We've actually got three stores. Now, we've only got the one link posted up in the store page. On our homepage, we've got the Zazzle. All of them count. Doesn't matter where they come from. When we tally up at the end of the month, if we have 30 individual item sales for Making Eight, you guys will get what you want. So I'm just saying. Got to tell you, though, it's been real exciting here these last couple days. Been working at, you know, getting ready to head out there to Oklahoma here at the end of this month. It's going to be a great opportunity for us. We've got some great video broadcasting that we're going to be doing and we're going to be bringing to you. So you guys can look forward to that here coming up. Making Eight is getting back on track. Hey, we've been down, you know, these last couple months. It's been real quiet sitting back behind the scenes, but we've been still going to work for you, I promise. Obviously, we've been having some great shows. It's been a lot of fun to have those as well. But like I said, hold on tight, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun here in the next months. Matter of fact, I got my phone ringing already. They can't even wait till our lunch hour show is done. I'm like, wow, you know. But, yeah, you can bet that we will we'll certainly be out there in Oklahoma here, Texas, heading out west. We're going to have take you fans with us. So it'll be a great opportunity for you guys to sit back and see what happens out there in the rodeo world. This weekend, though, last Cowboy Standing. We're right around the corner. We're only days away from the last Cowboy Standing. Is this going to be, you know, one of the – is this going to event going to make history? I think it's going to, you know. I really do. And I see that some of you guys are posting in there back into the store comments and things like that, you know, you guys are expecting some of your items, and hopefully they'll get there, and hopefully you guys will enjoy them. We want pictures. So if you guys can, get your pictures out there. Get over to the Making Eight Maniac group page. They're on the group fan page there on Making8.com. And sign up with Rodeo Crowds. Join the group. Post your pictures. We want to see them. We want to see you guys in your Making Eight Maniac stuff. I think it's great, and we do appreciate it. Absolutely. So make sure you guys keep hanging tight onto that. Anyway, just trying to catch up here, waiting on our guest here to get in on our show. Looks like we've got Ms. Donna Davis that's tuned in. And obviously waiting for our guests to be here anytime. We'll be waiting on them. And as soon as we get the word that they're here, we'll bring them on our show. We are going to take our first break here, fans. So, you know, just want to let you all know, like I said, don't forget, get over there to the Making Eight store page. Let's get those 30 item sales. We get it by the end of the month. You guys know what's coming. Making8.com. We're gonna produce a shirt of yours truly, the Making Eight. What do you say? Well, Making Eight himself, myself, will be in spandex. We'll get the rumors out, you know, and yeah, that's right. Cowboy Diva, as some of you guys have known me to be called, will be out there hanging out in the spandex. We'll have my cowboy hat on, I promise you. So it'll be entertaining. If you guys want it, get over there to the items page, start picking up your sales, and let's make it happen. But, wow, what a Tuesday afternoon, guys. We're only days away from last Cowboy Standing with the PBR. So with that being said, this is kind of our PBR tribute week. I want to let y'all know that we've got some great things in store for you all week long. Don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on Making8.com.
Running up the trail to the challenge shows where the fleas again. gonna be in Amarillo by morning.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. Wow. Well, I got to tell you that we had Miss Christy that was actually jumped over, tuned into our archive show. Wow. Well, hopefully we got it figured out. Now, like I said, this new platform that Blog Talk is using is new to us as well. Hopefully everybody is starting to get the hang of it, and we can start getting these shows rocking and rolling. But looks like we've got our audio back now. Everybody is here with us, and I got to tell you, we've got some cool things happening this week. Obviously, the PBR. Did you guys get a chance to see the new Cowboy Dave video that was posted out there? I got a chance to see it last night. Great video. Also had an opportunity to talk to him, and he's got some big news that's going to be coming at you here pretty soon. I know he's going to be at the Columbus, Ohio event. He's going to be out there with some of our fan favorites, Mr. Cody Burleson, who is king of our Cowboy Logic for the day. And I know we'll look forward to seeing some Ustream broadcast as well from out there. So you guys stay tuned to that. Cowboy Dave is coming at you. Now, that song that was actually there on that video was one that he co-wrote with his, I believe, his cousin, same way with Hell's Fury. And we'll bring that one to you. You know, obviously you hear it here on MakinA.com, and we absolutely love it. Great bull riding, great rodeo song. So, as a matter of fact, I've actually got them downloaded on my truck. That way I can, you know, cruise on down the road and break out with them. They're pretty entertaining. So anyways, we're going back into the whole deal with the contest, I guess you could say, or the situation, as I like to call it, with Makin8. Now, you know, like I said, yesterday it was presented that we should, you know, the Makin8, you know, myself should be posed in some spandex. We will have a committee for that. We will post up. We will allow you guys the opportunity to vote on what you think is the best picture that will be branded up for the T-shirts. Now, I got to tell you, not all of the shots are going to stay up there on Makin8. I can assure you of that. I don't know why you want them, but if you want them, hey, you can do, if nothing else, scare the crows away, but it'll be fun. So we're going to do it for you guys if we get our 30 sales. I know that we have Miss Denise here, big supporter, Miss Gabby also, as well as Miss Hellenbach. They all have made some purchases. We're waiting on yours. We need, you know, 30 item sales, you know, within our store pages. We've got three of them. We've got one on Dazzle, two on Cafe Press. If you guys get them, we'll have them up there for you. So if we get those 30 item sales, you bet we'll do it for you. We're at nine now, so we've got a little ways to go. Guys, get over there, start picking up on your Makin8 gear. Getting back down to it, though, we've got to talk about some of this rodeo action. You know, obviously Tampa PBR, great event down here this weekend. You know, and then getting into this weekend leading into Last Cowboy Standing coming up, you talk about exciting. I'm fired up. I can't hardly sleep at night. I think this new format is going to be huge. I think that what they're doing for this event is something that we're going to see for the remainder. Had an opportunity to listen to The Final Word with Ty Murray, obviously presented by Keith Ryan Cartwright. You guys should get over there and tune into that. I think you guys will really enjoy it. You know, I believe it was so informative and gives you guys a lot of insight on what's happening going into this weekend. But, you know, if you haven't had an opportunity to hear The Final Word with Ty Murray and Keith Ryan Cartwright, we've actually got one of them sitting right here with us that we're going to bring on and allow you guys the opportunity to sit back and get to know a little bit more about. So, with that being said, it is my pleasure to bring on Mr. Keith Ryan Cartwright himself. Keith, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, it is absolutely a pleasure, man. We've got a packed house in our chat room here today, and the fans are excited. You know, they're excited about hearing a little bit of from you. We hear you week in and week out. We hear your commentaries, you know, on PBRnow.com. as well as seeing your blogs. But we want to get to know a little bit more about the key. You know, we want to know about the man behind the pencil or the man behind the microphone.
All right. You ask away, and I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Well, you know what, Keith? Let's start off with a little bit about this weekend. Now, you know, before we get into talking about, you and I had the opportunity to meet down here in Tampa. Tell us a little bit about what you thought of this weekend in particular, and then we'll get into talking a little bit more about you.
Well, I know you kind of referenced the final word that I do with Ty Murray, and it's like Ty said, you know, right now, of the guys that left Tampa, you know, you can't deny Robson Palermo leaves with probably the most confidence of anybody. But I did a little interview with Chris Shivers that went up in the Live Event Center and a story that'll go up today. And he said one telling thing, and something that I, in my 3+ years of covering the PBR, hadn't heard him ever say before, and that's the fact that he's excited. For a guy like that to tell you before an event, and he admitted he's been thinking about it for 3 weeks, that's a guy to keep your eye on, and that's the guy in the final word that I predicted would win the last Cowboy standing.
Absolutely, man. I'll tell you what, you know, we're going to get more into your conversation with Ty here in just a few minutes, but, you know, one of the things that really stood out to me, Keith, was seeing how the staff there within the PBR, the PBR crew that came in, I mean, less than 24 hours, they held a hockey game there in the same arena, and they had to put things together and bring in this dirt. And I know that there were some delays and some obstacles, but the PBR crew really came together and worked hard to make this event possible.
Nah, no kidding. You know, and bear in mind, not all of them, but most of them, you know, they don't get the luxury of sleeping late and catching a plane and flying into town and showing up for the bull ride. And they're in the trucks. They're driving the trucks. And then they get to town on a little rest, and then they're faced with that task of putting that entire thing together in, you know, within about a 15-hour window, I would imagine. And then they work the event, and then they tear down the event. And now they're in the midst of driving from Tampa all the way out to Las Vegas. It's kind of a never-ending road. And for them, they're all looking forward to this coming week, you know, the weekend after that, when they finally get their first break after 19 straight weeks.
Oh, I know, man. I know it's hard on everybody, you know. But and even guys like yourself. Now, you know, honestly, Keith, tell us a little bit about how you got started working with the PBR. I mean, this is not something – you didn't grow up riding bulls and being around the rodeos and, you know, that type of thing a whole lot. You know, but you've made such a name for yourself, and you've been such a strong a strong support group for us fans that we have that opportunity. So tell us about how you got started in it.
Yeah, I was thank you first. Thank you very much for the setup there. But I was living in Nashville at the time and working as a television producer, and I had been a journalist prior to that and wanted to get back into it. Had a conversation with a friend of mine named Tim Spencer, who's an editor for MLB.com, Major League Baseball website. And we were talking, and it turned out that he lived here in Colorado Springs, and one of his good friends is a guy named Jeff Johnstone, who's my editor at the PBR. And basically all due to Tim Spencer from MLB introduced the two of us, and within 3 weeks I met Jeff, packed everything I owned, and moved to Colorado and started working for the PBR.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So you went from baseball to bull riding. That's a pretty big change.
I wasn't working in baseball, but I knew, you know, it was a buddy of mine who worked in Major League Baseball, who I had met at a small hometown paper of mine back in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and who would have ever thought that a guy that I met in Oshkosh all those years earlier would one day lead me to the PBR, you know. So it just kind of goes to show you never know when you meet somebody what the future holds.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the cool thing about life, really, is that you never know what's gonna hit that, you know, where that next intersection is going to take you. And, you know, we all have to live and learn. But I'll tell you what, Keith, you've been so successful, like I said, with the fans. You know, week in and week out, the first thing that I do, I know, after the events is start tuning in to PBRnow.com and start, you know, catching up on your blogs and catching up on your interviews with these guys. So we have insight and kind of get to know a little bit more about these athletes, you know. What is it that you do when you get back home to Colorado? I mean, what are some of the things that you like to do when you're not out at an event, which is, I know, is only a day or two in between?
Yeah. Well, kind of like the crew guys who are still at the event long after it ends, you know, because they're tearing it down and they're getting things loaded into the trucks. I don't leave right away. That night, when the event ends, I'll write a quick gamer so that we can get the who, what, why, when, and where up on the internet right away for people who might not have caught it on television, or they could be traveling or whatever it is, they can access it and kind of know not just who won, but a few details, a few of the particulars. And then I begin sort of going through my notebook and putting together what notes are going to go in the Behind the Shoots article that comes out on the next morning. And then that next day, instead of leaving town right away, I typically take the last flight out around dinner time so that during the day – I have a work day, only it's in a hotel room as opposed to an office or my home or a coffee shop, and put together the Behind the Shoots article, and then have my conversation with Ty. And then when I get home, like on a day like today, you know, I wrote a Chris Shivers story, which probably isn't up just yet, but they'll edit and get it posted up here in the next little bit, I would imagine within the next hour. And then later this afternoon, I'll have a story that kind of combines LJ Jenkins and Pete Farley, and you'll have to wait and log on and find out how I link those two together. And it'll also sort of be previewing the upcoming event. And it's just I don't know, my days are spent listening to tapes and looking at numbers and facts and figures and figuring out what it is that needs to be written about.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, it seems like your job never ends now. And I can honestly attest to that, because we were there. We were actually one of the last ones to leave the arena Saturday night as well as Sunday afternoon. And, you know, the first things that we were talking with Sarah, who was there with the media, and she did such a fantastic job of working with us. But she said, yeah. I said, you know, are we going to have an opportunity to run into Keith, you know? And she said, oh, he's out riding. And she's like, you know, he went right to work, and he's going to be working late, you know? So I do know that you put so many dedicated hours into these writing these columns, things like that. Would you say
But I like
that,
it. I mean, the bottom line is in life, you have to, as long as you wake up looking forward to what you do that day and you go to bed happy with what that day brought you, then it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some fantastic questions coming in here into the chat room from a lot of our fans, and most of them are in regards to this weekend, trying to get some insight as to how this thing's going to go on. Now, I know a lot of the fans actually have not gotten over yet to listen to the final word, but I did, and I think that was one of the best commentaries, one of the best conversations that you've had with Ty leading into one of the biggest events ever in the sport of bull riding. You know, I think that this last Cowboy Standing, this format that's going to be there is going to be so exciting, and this pay-per-view. So we're going to get to see the Flint shows. We're going to get to see everything that goes on there at the arena, you know, from all over the U.S. I think it's going to be great. But one of the questions here that the fans are asking, do you, well, first off, do you actually have a, a, a pick. And in your conversation here just a few minutes ago, you mentioned that Chris Shivers is one that you really think is going to come out and make a
there's any one of a number of guys that can step up and win an event like this. It's about finding yourself in the moment and then taking advantage of the moment. And in the world of predictions, you know, you can go any one of a number of ways in any sport when it comes to picking. You know, it's like going into the Masters this last weekend, everyone had said it was a wide open field, and, you know, it was what it was. And that's sort of the same way coming into the last Cowboy Standing is, it's a wide open field. It's just, I was really taken aback by what I heard from Chris Shivers. And enough so that he's my guy that I'm gonna go ahead and make a pick, and that's my, it's not gonna change this week. I just think there's something to be said when a guy like that, who's capable of doing what he does, and we saw it this weekend when he put up his 87th 90-point ride of his career, for him to say, I'm excited, for him to tell me, I have a goal of becoming the first and only guy to have 90-point rides. In an event like this, if he wins it, he could very well put up 3 90-point rides this weekend, and we not only see him become the last Cowboy Standing, but we see history made.
Absolutely. Man, that's a great deal. Now, to my understanding, they're going to have a fantasy pick for this, right?
Oh, boy. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm terrible with the fantasy deal, and I'm not sure how the fantasy game works for this weekend.
Okay.
My bad. I'm ill prepared.
No, that's
all
right. We'll look into it. We'll look into it. That's fine. What do you think? What is your prediction for how many riders you think are going to make it through round one and go into round two?
I know we've been on a little bit of a downtrend until this past weekend. You know, there were the 3 weeks in a row where they weren't very good in that first round, and then it kind of started to come around this past weekend. And I think we saw what, about 15 there in the opening round. I wouldn't be surprised if we see somewhere between 18 to 21 guys make it out of the first round.
Right. Okay. And now,
is that too big of a window? You want a better prediction than that?
No, absolutely not. You know, Keith, I got to tell you, you go back just a couple weeks ago. Now, the last couple weeks have been kind of rough, but you go back, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and these guys, we actually had 17, 19 qualified rides in the long rounds, you know, on both Saturday and on Sunday. So that was one of our notes that we've pulled out, too, that there are a lot of guys that have stepped up. Now
we had
an
event
once
this year where we had 23 qualified rides in a long round. I think that's the high for the season. I don't know. Something tells me we're not gonna see a record number in that opening round. But I think it could be 18 to 21. I think pretty solid.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we're taking a look. I mean, we were talking 3 or 4 weeks ago. We've got a lot of guys that are banged up, and they're kind of bruised and battered, too. And I think that could play an effect, you know.
That was another thing that Chris pointed out. Now, bear in mind, he's been to, 8 out of 14 events, and he said it's not lost upon him. He's healthier than everybody else.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. If they have a fantasy pick, I think I might have to throw him out there in that because, just like you said, you know, for Chris to be excited about an event, you know, as long as he's been doing this, you know, I think that really says a lot. But you cannot count out these Brazilians. I mean, really, not just Robson Palermo, Valderon, Silvano Alves, you know, it's just so impressive. You know, how these guys are riding week in and week out.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, I know not lately in the last 2-3 weeks for Valderon, but he's had 3 long sustained riding streaks this year alone. And all three of them were long enough for him to, if he were to do it this weekend, would win the event.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you there.
It's tough not to pick that guy, you know. But at the same time, I'm going in with some good thoughts on Chris Shivers. But then again, I mean, Guilherme Marchi, I mean, he's another guy that can put a lot of rides together. Silvano Alves, I mean, remember what he's capable of. I know he too. It sounds goofy to say it, but the last probably 3 weeks or so, kind of slumping, and yet at the same time, he's second in the world. He's still getting some bulls road here and there. We're used to seeing him string a lot of rides together in a row. We haven't seen that, and it could very well happen at Mandalay Bay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, while we're talking about some of these Brazilians, I know that some of the questions are coming in. Do you have an update, or can you let on? Or are we going to just have to follow your blogs? Do you have any information about Renato with a dislocated shoulder after this weekend? I had an opportunity to talk with him here at the event. Know that he said, I'm not going to ride Sunday because I really want to be focused and ready and healthy for the last Cowboy Standing. Do you think that he's going to be ready to go?
I don't have that answer because we won't have that answer till later this afternoon.
Okay.
I don't know. My gut instinct, 50-50 at best, and that might even be an optimistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if he does, man, with an injury like that, and you want to sustain 3, 4, and 5 bulls in order to win, well, that's going to be – It's going to really be tough, which is exactly why Austin Meyer, you know, is not going to go this weekend. Just said, look, my shoulder's beat up. It's taken quite a beating. He got through this weekend without injuring it anymore or taking any hits like he had 2 weeks in a row. But he also said for the first time, he felt pain during the ride as opposed to after the ride. So that's
right.
I think honestly, Renato, you know, probably facing the same type of outcome.
Even if he does ride, just like you said, and
not gonna
like you mentioned, in your conversation with Ty this week, the bulls are going to get a little rancor in that second pen. I believe the second round is where they're going to start. They're going to have more of the higher caliber type bucking bulls. Is that the word you're getting?
Yeah, that's where you're going to see you in that first round. You're going to see a lot of the field progress forward, and then after the second round, you're going to have a clear indication as to 5 to half a dozen guys are going to really be battling it out at Mandalay Bay for the right to be called the last Cowboy Standing.
Right. And you know how a lot of these cowboys are speaking weekend, you know, spending so much time with these guys. You take a look at a guy like JB. Now, JB is, he's beat up. We're not going to sugarcoat anything. I mean, the guy has been battered. You know, he's had broken bones that he's been dealing with since the beginning of this season. But you're going to see the guys like him because of that, just that title alone, and then the dollar signs that are backing up the last Cowboy Standing. You're going to see a lot of these guys come out and do things that we would not normally see. You know, we're seeing some comments in our chat room about how guys are probably going to be hanging on the side of these bulls just to hit that whistle. You agree with that?
Oh, without a doubt. And now keep this in mind. It's a maximum of 5 rounds. So let's say, for instance, we end up with more than one guy left after the 5th round. At that point, it'll be the winner would be determined on the total number of points. So while a guy like JB is capable of putting 90-point rides on the board and being right in the middle, regardless of how beat up he is.
Right.
But if someone like that makes it from one round to the next, because all you got to – you just have to make the whistle and you're going on. So if they're if a guy like that is doing it and they're off the side or almost dang near underneath the bull, they better hope in order for them to win that they are the only guy remaining after the fifth round, because if you're going from one round to the next like that and more than one of you make it through five rounds, you're not going to have enough points to win.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. It's, yeah, and that's going to be tough. I mean, these guys, you know, coming to that fifth round, like you said, you know, the Cowboys better hope that either they are the only one or that they're able to make some really good rides and stay focused on there.
Are you going to see 90-point rides? That's for sure.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. So, you know, that was one of the things that we haven't received full confirmation on. But that so during the entire event, there are still going to be judges judging the rides. They're just not – it's not going to make a difference until they get down to that fifth.
Well, yeah, because and these guys want to get – they want to earn points too. I mean, they're firmly coming to Las Vegas to win $200,000, period.
Right.
I mean, no doubt about it. Let's you know – not hide around that. They know what's on the line money-wise. But, you know, in October, you know, when you're looking to determine a world champion, and then, you know, these guys, they want every point they can get.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one thing that Austin had pointed out, you know, is that this is, you know, this is the entire season, and what the PBR is it's not a sprint, that this is a marathon, and, you know, staying healthy is going to be key and crucial, you know. So, you know, if he takes a week off on an event like this, thinks that maybe towards the end of the season that he'll be in contention. I mean, he's been battling it out with Savano. That second and third place has been going back and forth every week, you know. So that race is still real close, and it's anybody's game at this point in the season.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we're really only at the halfway point. I know people really kind of look at the summer break as, oh, we're halfway through. But really, when you look at number of events and whatnot, we're about halfway through now. And we saw what had happened to this point, and anything can happen, you know, going forward. Just as a guy might have earned a ton of points, you know, he can hit a lull and miss any number of short rounds in a row, and then somebody sort of move in there, especially
right
if you win
absolutely
a couple of events in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got some more questions that are coming in here, and one of our fans is actually asking, being that we're just about halfway point here in the season, do you have somebody that really stands out to you that may win the entire world championship this year?
Whoa. I mean, again, how do you bet against Valderon? You know, ultimately, I mean, when you look at this guy, not only this year, but throughout his career, I mean, you're talking about a guy that his career average is well over 60%. So if somebody's going to come from behind, I mean, they need to ride. They're going to have probably one of the greatest second half to a season we've seen. Now, granted, there are a lot of points available in Las Vegas, and you know, he could go there and get hurt in the first round and not be able to get on some bulls and two, three guys pass him. But the bottom line is he's not going to give it to anybody. If somebody else is going to win it, they are going to have to go take it from him.
Yep. That's a great point, and that's well said. You know, like I said, you know, you having so much insight into these guys and into, you know, into the sport itself, you know, I can't thank you enough for what you do for the fans, really.
Thank you.
Absolutely just love it, man. We look forward to it every week, and you're actually doing two stories a day going into this weekend with The Last Cowboy Standing, correct?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, plenty to write about. It is a special event, you know, so it deserves some special coverage, and that's what I'm going to do. And they'll actually you know, I'm going to do two a day, and then, you know, and then there's some press releases that'll go up and some other additional features that are written by Slade Long will be doing, you know, his morning line, and Chris McMains will be giving us some insight into the Bulls that we can, you know, look forward to at the event, and Slade and Cody will record their In the Bullpen podcast, and I'll you know, knock out a story based on that as well with a link for people to really listen to the podcast. And if they aren't already listening to that weekly podcast that Slade and Cody do, I think it's 20, you know, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes, well worth their time. Two guys that I don't think there's anybody that knows Bulls better than them.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, Cody has been such a source for a guy like myself to see how the Bulls are doing and how they're going into each week, you know, and just like Ty gives you, you know, gives you so much insight on these Cowboys and how each one is doing, you know, from week in to week out. Cody does the same thing in the Bull aspect, and we just love it. I think it's great what the PBR is doing in developing that, you know, that communication, so we as fans can kind of tune in and get some really great insight on both sides, you know, both the riders and the animals. It's fantastic. And Keith, I know that you're looking forward to this event, man. One of the other questions coming in, man, they're just been popping in here left and right. But do you know how they're going to pick the first round? How they're going to pick the matchup, the Cowboys against the Bulls in the first round?
I think it's much the same as it is for the first round in any regular season Built for Tough Series event, in that it's a random draw that is kind of matched up in the computer. And so it'll be just like that. And then the guys will just, they'll be Bulls for each round. And then as they advance, they get kind of slotted into their spot from there.
Yeah. Now, if you can you compare this format and what this event's going to do in comparison to the Iron Cowboy? You know, the Iron Cowboy is different in the fact that you don't have to necessarily ride your bull to win that event, you know?
Right.
And that's a concern that a lot of the fans are having here with the last Cowboy standing. Are we going to run into a situation where nobody is the last Cowboy standing? Everybody bucks off. You know, I mean, because you see the caliber of bulls that we have seen here recently, and these bulls that have really come out, it's going to make it so much harder. These guys are really going to have to bear down and make some spectacular rides and make some special things happen.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of like some of the guys have said, in moments like this, you see people accomplish things they might not ordinarily be able to do. Now, in the Iron Cowboy, guys know that it's a head-to-head matchup, and they understand, especially when they're the second guy up, what it takes if they're going to be the one to advance. And to no fault of his own, you know, Colby Yates knew each and every time he went what it was going to take to keep going and keep going till finally he was the Iron Cowboy. And, you know, within the rules of the competition, you know, he did what he had to do to win the event. In this event, it's more so you against your bull, because you need to make the whistle, period. You ride, you go on. And those points will really only come into play if in the end we get to five rounds and there's more than one Cowboy standing. It would, you know, like I said, it would go back off those points. And I know the guys are, from what I had kind of talked about in one of the stories that I'll put up later this week, they love the head-to-head competition that we have at Cowboy Stadium, but they really like this one because in a situation like this, a guy like J.B. Mooney and a guy like L.J. Jenkins, they don't get eliminated in a round in which they actually got a ride. They they keep going, you know, and, you know, can't really forget about what LJ's done in the last month, or actually in the last couple months from the last Cowboy, or from the Iron Cowboy through till now. I mean, he didn't win the Iron Cowboy, but he was 2 for 2, and he's won an event since then. He's got a couple of second place finishes. You know, he's another one that really could put together a little run of qualified rides.
Absolutely. You know, that's one thing that's pointed out. Consistency is the name of the game. And right now, LJ is on a hot streak. I mean, this guy is he's riding bulls consistently, and that's what it takes.
Short round bulls.
Yeah, absolutely.
More importantly.
Yep, yeah. You're absolutely right. And when you're comparing them, you know, when you're only seeing one or two guys in the short round making those rides, and I know that's really it's been a disappointment to Ty, but, man, you can't say enough about these caliber of bulls that these stock contractors, you know, Tom Teague and Chad Berger and all these guys are bringing in. It's huge.
Yeah, Jeff Robinson and Boyd and Floyd and Circle T Ranch and, you know, Cody Ohl coming in. I mean, that guy, I think his middle name is Winning.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, listen, Keith, I appreciate you taking the time out, man. I know you are just so super busy, you know, with the stories and with your events, getting ready for Last Cowboy Standing here this weekend. Got to tell you, it was an absolute pleasure to meet you here this weekend, and we look forward to spending more time with you. Going into the break, what are your plans? Just out of curiosity, so the fans know, what is a guy like Keith going to do in the month or so that you're going to have off?
That'll be a time where I'll still be writing a story almost every day, and we'll be able to really take the first 19 events or so, and hopefully in that 9 week stretch there, whatever that is, kind of put it into perspective and take an opportunity to say, here's what you really saw, here's what it means, and this is what it could mean going forward as we look at the last stretch of events that come up after the break, and to also hopefully kind of keep up with what guys are doing out on the trail as they go to touring pros in the summer, and some of the guys will compete at bull ridings that are at some of the rodeos, and there's still plenty to write about, and it'll really be kind of analyzing everything that we saw and putting it into more perspective. I know one of the weeks I want to I'll let everybody know ahead of time, take a look at helmets and how, like, when I started covering the PBR in 2008, there were not many guys wearing helmets. And when you look at it now, you're like, there's not very many guys who don't wear a helmet. And then that Phoenix helmet is now the first helmet that's been bull tested and approved and sanctioned and all that kind of good stuff, and kind of examine that helmet and talk about how much better is it than some of the other helmets, and talk with guys that have made the switch and some guys who haven't and why they haven't, and what it takes, and sort of go back and talk about that moment when helmets became okay and accepted, and that's when Ross Coleman put a helmet on. You know, there was no one was ever going to look at Ross Coleman and tell him, well, you're wearing a helmet, you're not a cowboy.
Right. You're absolutely right on that. Well, I got to tell you, Keith, are you still going to be able to have the opportunity to sit down with Ty and have some of these final word segments or talk about some of the things during the break? Are we going to be able to get some word from Ty? Great.
We'll be talking with Ty. We'll be talking with Cody. We'll be talking with current riders, retired riders. We'll be talking with some of the founders. I mean, there'll be plenty to write about. And when there's not events, it actually allows you to sort of open it up. And there's, you know, other more in-depth features, which I'm more of a feature writer than I am a beat writer. I've learned how to Well, I hope I've learned how to become a beat writer out of the necessity to be the beat writer, when in fact I'm more than anything, I kind of just think of myself as a storyteller. So the things that I enjoy it all, and the things that I really look forward to, much like Chris gets excited for The Last Cowboy Standing, I get excited when I can sit down and do a long 1 hour interview with somebody, or spend a half a day with them at their house or their ranch or somewhere with them away from bull riding, and then write a more in-depth article. And that's the summer and the off season kind of allows that to happen more regularly.
Absolutely. So just because the bull riders are going to be on break doesn't mean that PBRnow.com is going to be shutting down. And we know that we'll be tuned in and checking out your weekly blogs, your daily blogs, just, you know, more so. But and obviously your interviews and things like that, man. We so much enjoy it. And thank you for taking the time to jump on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, Keith. Take care, buddy.
Later.
All right. All right, guys, Keith Ryan Cartwright there. What an impressive guy. And I got to tell you that I think that, we're seeing some great things leading into this event. And obviously Keith, his commentary is huge. And it gives you guys a lot of insight as to what's going on. Got to thank him once again. Look forward to having him back on our shows and checking in with us from time to time and sitting back. And thank you to you fans for asking the questions that you did. I think we've got a better idea of how Last Cowboy Standing is going to be coming out. And obviously, Keith has picked. He thinks Chris Shivers is going to make a statement. You know, I think that he could be right. I think he very well could be right. You know, he saw a spark in Chris Shivers, and he was very in detail when he talks about it with Ty Murray. And like I said, if you have not gone over and listened to The Final Word, it's on PBRnow.com. Go to the PBR.tv link, click on that, and you'll find the interviews there. You don't want to miss that. It's about a 26-minute interview, well worth it. The entire time, it was exciting to hear how Ty talks about things and how Keith talks about the Tampa event leading into Last Cowboy Standing. You're not going to want to miss it. So make sure to get over there and tune into that. I got to tell you guys, we're just about fresh out of time. I know that we had Cody jumping on board here, and hopefully we'll get him here for some cowboy logic. Speak of him here in our last 5 minutes, Mr. Cody Burleson.
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Good, partner. Obviously, we just had Keith Ryan Cartwright on here with us, man. Great interview with him, and really left us with some good words and some great things to think about here leading into this week. But, we always got to have our cowboy logic, man. So what you got for us?
You can cover it with sugar and bake it, but a cow pie is still a cow pie.
You're absolutely right on that. Wow. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do to dress it up. Make no mistake, it is still a cow pie. Certainly appreciate that, man. What did you think about that interview with Keith?
You know, I caught about, I phoned in here in about 10 after 1 or so, and I just caught the last little bit of it. Been pretty
right.
Busy up here at work today, so I wasn't able to get all of it in. So,
I
hear
you.
Yeah, it sounded pretty good from what I heard.
Yeah, it was really fantastic to sit down with them, and I know the fans really had a great time with him, and we appreciate the fans for throwing in so many questions. But listen, man, I got to tell you, I know you guys are doing some great things and excited about October, getting Cowboy Dave up there into the Buckeye State, hanging out with them for a little bit, man. Can't wait to see how things are going to progress out there. I did talk with Cowboy Dave last night for a little bit, and I know that you guys are on fire. Got to make sure to stay tuned with us, man, as always, and we got to have your cowboy logic.
Oh, yeah, that ain't going to be a problem. Are you going to have a Friday show there on the 14th of October? First night of PBR.
Yeah, I'm sure that we probably will. I mean, our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows are Monday through Friday now, so as always, you know we're there.
Yeah, heck, I'll have to call in there from the Crown Plaza, call in from our suite while we're doing that little meetup, and I'll give some logic if I can get a hold of some.
There you go, man. That sounds great. That sounds great. All right, Cody. Well, listen, buddy, I'll let you get back to work, man. Appreciate you jumping on here. Some great cowboy logic for the day. We do appreciate it.
No problem. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Later.
All right, guys, obviously Cody Bolus and PBR News for you, giving us our cowboy logic for the day. Certainly appreciate him taking the time to jump on board, as well as Keith Ryan Cartwright. Man, I'll tell you, I think we've got a big event coming this way, guys. I know that a few of the our fans are having to jump out of here a little early. Got to say thanks for jumping on board, and thank you guys for asking so many questions with Keith. Look forward to having him back on again here in the near future, so you guys stay tuned. Tomorrow, We've got Making Eight Live, going to be at you 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, obviously our lunch hour rodeo show, where we're going to give you a question, trivia question, from this past weekend's Tampa event. So get over to PBRnow.com. You might find the answer in there. You might find it from one of our tweets from this past weekend or from the broadcast itself. So it's going to be, you know, we're not going to make it easy, but we got you a Making Eight t-shirt coming at you of your choice, as well as a couple autographs to send your way. So don't forget, check out Brendan Clark's show tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully we'll see you all there. Until then, Making Eight fans, y'all get a grip with Making8.com.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if your pass is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, started, couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys, they never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, started, couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on.